Okay, good afternoon. I want to start by saying thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak to you today. It's my pleasure to introduce a new Phytogen variety today, Phytogen 339. It's a new early cotton variety with superior yield potential and excellent fiber quality. And I want to make a comment before I get started. You see the author list there. At Phytogen, everybody's involved with variety advancement and development, especially the breeders, but everybody that's listed played a role in bringing this variety to market. A couple of words, the data that I'll share with you, most of it's from the University OVTs, but we have a lot of positioning and placement data that we compile from our innovation plot testing network. This is CDS, the cotton development specialist, run these tests, and we use them to determine the agronomics of our different cotton varieties and also where to position and place those whenever they're brought to market. For Phytogen 339, the background in genetics, it came from the recurrent parent PO5X.4339. This was a cross made in 2000 and the line was bulked in 2005 at Leland, Mississippi. Yield and fiber quality have been tested since 2006, and in 2010, 34 individual Roundup wide strike flex lines were advanced. A single line in 2013 was brought forward from 4339-06 to be Phytogen 339. A couple of characteristics of this variety. There are a couple of things that really stand out that I want to be sure to leave you with today. Number one, it's an early maturing variety. It's going to be around where Phytogen 375 is, but most of what I'll present to you today is in the context of an early maturing variety, which is to set apart from the pack. And maybe something that's a little curious, it's actually a medium tall plant. So that's a little odd for an early maturing variety. It's not a short determinant variety. It is close fruiting, has a narrow fruiting structure, but it's not short. It can actually be as tall or maybe even a little taller than 499 in some instances, but it does carry early maturity with it. Another characteristic of it that sets it apart is the improved fiber quality, especially outstanding micronair. Now, you just heard a presentation of Texas cottons where lower micronair is a problem. Well, in the Mid-South and the Southeast, higher micronair is a problem. Phytogen 339 is going to have a moderate micronair compared to some of the available cottons today, including Phytogen cottons. It's a semi-smooth leaf and has excellent seedling vigor. This is something that it really does jump out of the ground and it grows quite vigorously throughout the season, but it does have excellent seedling vigor and it's resistant to bacterial blight. So to set this slide up, this is kind of a bird's eye view of the performance of 339 belt wide. I've got this broken into four regions. And the comparison here, I wanted to make a comparison within early maturities to make it simple. We're going to compare against 375 in these slides. 375 is a known standard. It's been a standard for years for both yield potential and fiber quality, as well as broad adaptation. So it's a great variety to compare against to look at the performance of our new Phytogen 339. You see 339 is the blue bar and 375 is the gray bar. This data is compiled from Seed Matrix, but it's all University OVT data over 2 or 3 years, depending on where it was tested. So what you can see is in the Southeast, the North Delta, South Delta, and Texas, we see an advantage compared back to 375, and that over 3 years with 107 locations, those are the yields, 1442 versus 1374. So around a 50-pound advantage there. Now, really, that's not very helpful. Let's zoom in a little bit and look at the different regions specifically. This is a slide from the North Delta, which is considered a stronghold, or Phytogen 375 is a very good variety, very competitive in that territory, in all three of these states. You can see how 339 compares to it in that sweet spot territory for 375. Yields better in all three of those states for an average of around 60 pounds superior to 375. Moving to the lower Southeast, it's the same story. Excellent yields compared to 375, especially in South Carolina. That's where the greatest advantage was. And in 2 years, over 22 locations, you see 339 yielding 1440 pounds per acre and 375 yielding 1312. To the Mid-Atlantic, where 370, where phytogen 375 also was a standard for many years, we see phytogen 339 comparing favorably, especially in South Carolina there, but also in North Carolina as well. And when you look at the whole region, excellent yield potential there. And these are just yields that I'm showing you now. We'll talk about agronomics and fiber quality right now. So this data is from 32 locations. This is Mid-South data. Most of the Mid-South data was in Seed Matrix, so that's what I compiled this from. Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Alabama. This is complete head-to-head comparisons of just a couple of standard early varieties, because that's where we're going to be competing with this variety. To start out, you see the staple length is very strong, as is the strength. So good staple length, excellent strength, and probably the best fiber property that we see with 339 is the moderate micronare. If you're in an environment or a year where micronare is going to be a problem, this will really pay off to come in 5/10 below some of the higher mics. Uniformity strong, as is the long value for 339. Agronomically, you see the vigor. We talk about excellent seedling vigor, and it's real. These are ratings from innovation plots from mine and Dr. Maines in the Mid-South. 6.3 on seedling vigor versus 5.8 for both phytogen 375 and phytogen 499. It's going to fruit, based on note of first fruiting branch, it'll fruit a little later than phytogen 375, but nowhere nearly as delayed as phytogen 499. So it's going to come out of the ground fairly rapidly, and it's going to fruit a little quicker than 499 does as well. Moving to maturity, looking at nodes above cracked bowl, it's going to hover around phytogen 375. That's what we see. We can see it a little later. We can see it a little earlier, but rarely as late as phytogen 499. So we're going to call, it's a couple of days earlier than 499, somewhere around 375. And here you can see the plant heights as well. It's almost as tall as 499, closer to that than 375. As far as the supply, we're going to offer phytogen 339 in regular bag, 230,000 seed quantities, as well as super boxes that are in 40 bag quantities. And we'll have four main seed treatment options. There are some different permutations of this, but basically we'll have an M-base fungicide option with just basic fungicides. We can sell that in Avicta Complete Cotton. Also, Cruiser Dynasty, we got rid of the Cruiser-only treatment this year, but we will have Cruiser Dynasty. And we're going to offer a Gaucho Trilex Ares that'll be coded as GTA in 2014. So to summarize, phytogen 339, what I want to leave you with is it has excellent yield potential, not just in a niche and not just compared to a small subset, has excellent yield potential across the belt. It's an early maturing variety, so it can also compete very well in early maturing markets against early maturing varieties. Has excellent seedling vigor, and the fiber quality is almost next generation, especially for micronare, major reduction in micronares. That's all I had today. If you have any questions, I can take a question.